Interest. Interest is money paid at a particular rate for the use of money loaned to a person or entity. It is the cost of borrowing money. It is generally calculated on an annual percentage rate. The basic formula for computing simple interest is principal times rate times time equals interest, or I equals PRT. Interest over rate equals principal. Interest over principal equals rate. Note, time must be brought up to an annual amount in order for the formula to work correctly. Time can be semi-annual equals 6 months. Quarterly equals 4 times per year. Yearly equals 12 months. 1 quarter equals 3 months. Example 1. What will the annual interest be for a loan of $5,000 at 9% interest? Answer: $450. Pieci tuxtoshi dollaru, ris nulla comats, nulla devini vienats, arcetri simti, pistismit dollari. Principal times rate equals interest. Example 2. What will the quarterly interest payments be for a loan of $10,000 at 8%? Answer: $200. $10,000 times 0.08 equals $800 divided by 4 equals $200. Principal times rate equals interest divided by 4. Example 3. What is the interest rate if the loan is $55,000 and the annual interest owed is $6,500? Answer: 11.8%. $6,500 over $55,000 equals 11.8%. Interest over principal equals rate. Example 4. What was the amount borrowed if the annual interest rate is 9.5% and the interest paid was $4,500? Answer: $47,368.42. $4,500 divided by 0.095 equals $47,368.42. Interest over rate equals principal. Interim interest. The accounting for amortized home loans assumes that there are only 12 months in a year, consisting of the first day of each month. The account begins on the first day of the month, following the day the loan closes. The borrower pays interest for the period between the closing day and the day the principal repayment record begins. The borrower's first monthly payment is due on the first day of the month after that. In a residential real estate transaction, the lender charges daily interest to the borrower from the day of closing through the end of the month. This interest is called interim interest or per diem interest. Loan originators must calculate the correct amount of interim interest when estimating the borrower's prepaid settlement costs expenses. To calculate interim interest, the loan originator must determine how many days remain in the month from the day of closing to the end of the month. First, the number of days in a particular month is critical. For example, January has 31 days, while February has 28 days, typically. March has 31 days, and so on. Always include the day of closing through the end of the month when determining interim interest. If the borrower closes on the 22nd of a month that has 31 days, the correct number of days collected would be 10. The 10 days represent the number of days the lender will collect interim interest at closing. The basic formula to calculate interim interest is principal times payment rate divided by 360 or 365 days times number of days until the end of month equals interim interest. One might think that the loan originator should divide the year by 365 days in order to get the daily amount. Some lenders use a 360-day year calendar instead of a 365-day calendar. The lender will specify, but the fact is, it could be either. Most lenders will use the 365-day year. Loan amortization. Consider a loan for $245,962 for 30 years, with a fixed rate of interest at 5.25% per annum per year. The monthly payment is $1,358.21, which includes principal and interest. In the first year of the loan, the principal balance is reduced $3,468.19. Notice that the amount of interest is reduced with each monthly payment. In a like manner, the amount of principal reduction goes up with each monthly payment. So how is the change calculated with each monthly payment? When dealing with loans, we must first calculate the dollar amount of 1 year's worth of interest. The rate on this loan is 5.25% per annum per year. The annual calculation is done based upon last month's ending loan balance. For example, when the borrower makes payment number 5, the annual interest is based upon the ending balance after payment number 4 was applied. Therefore, 1 year's worth of interest would be $244,826.06 times 5.25% equals $12,853.37. Because we are collecting monthly payments, the interest due each month is equal to the annual interest divided by 12. $12,853.37 divided by 12 equals $1,071.11. When payment number 5 is made in the amount of $1,358.21, the interest due of $1,071.11 will be deducted, and the remainder of the payment will be applied to the principal, reducing the loan balance once again. $1,358.21 minus $1,071.11 equals $287.10, applied to principal. Next month, when another payment is made, the math is repeated until the loan is paid in full. Later in the life of the loan balance is reduced to the point that monthly interest is less than the principal reduction. This happens at payment number 203, which is 16 years and 11 months into this loan. The loan is fully amortized in 30 years, bringing the balance to zero. The loan will be paid off, fully amortized, more quickly if the borrower makes additional principal payments over time. So far, we have discussed amortization and loan payments, which include principal and interest, P&I. Most borrowers have a payment plan that includes principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PITI. When determining the total monthly PD payment, the lender will add an amount equal to 1/12 of the annual taxes and 1/12 of the annual homeowner's insurance. Some borrowers will want to pay off their mortgages early. Any payments of additional principal during the term of the loan will speed up the payoff of the loan. Many borrowers use the biweekly payment plan to do this. In the biweekly plan, the borrower makes 1/2 of a payment every 2 weeks throughout the year. At 5.25%, this 30-year mortgage will be paid off in just over 25 years. Lower-rate loans will be amortized more quickly on the biweekly plan. When a borrower makes a 1/2 payment every 2 weeks during the year, they actually make 13 full payments as opposed to the usual 12. This accelerates the loan payoff and saves the borrower almost 5 full years of principal and interest payments.